Hello, I'm with Rachel Zelas and the author of a petition called Remove the Term Nigger from All of Quebec's Natural Sites. And Rachel, can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm a fourth year PhD student at McGill in the Department of Education. I'm studying under the mentorship of Charmaine Nelson and looking at the history of public schooling in Canada in the context of Black migration in the mid-19th century, and also looking at slavery at that time as well. And that's a little bit about me.
Okay, and so your petition started on 11th August, and what was the turning point?
I think the turning point came probably the day after when I realized that a few hundred signatures were already on the petition, and maybe in my greatest hopes, I imagined 100 or 200 maximum from my friends. And then suddenly a number of news outlets started contacting me, maybe six or seven all at once. And so I had a better sense that this was an important enough issue to gain some traction here in Quebec, and was of interest to many more people besides myself and my circle of friends.
To whom was it sent?
The petition. So I put the petition online. And I put it on the iPetition.com website. It hasn't been sent officially to anyone. I'm waiting until it reaches 2,000 signatures to send officially to the Toponymy Commission, and to also draft a personal letter to the Toponymy Commission that advocates for all of the points set out in the petition to be enacted.
And what are the demands in this petition?
Sure. So there are three demands that the petition sets forth. The first is a call for the immediate removal of the words nigger and neg from all of the places in Quebec that are governed by the Toponymy Commission. The second is an official written acknowledgement on the Toponymy Commission's website that acknowledges that the terms nigger and neg in the context of Quebec's history are terms of debasement used against Black Quebecers, Black people, and do not fit within the descriptors allowed by the Toponymy Commission for naming our natural sites. And then finally, I should say, let me take a step back. And so point two also asks for a renaming of those sites with input from local Black community organizations who also advocate for those changes, because the names, the renaming process needs to be done in a way that honors the memory of the histories that are located around those sites. And the final point of the petition is an insistence that what we understand as Nigger Rapids and Bouchette, which the Toponymy Commission has said has been renamed to Nègre, be renamed officially to honor the Black couple that died in those waters in 1912. And so that's the final point of the petition.
Okay, and in this petition, you denounce the fact that, I quote, the history of struggle against British colonialism is used as an alibi to erase Quebec's long history of anti-Black sentiment and discrimination. And do you think that this feeling is still present in many people here in Quebec?
Yes, certainly I do. I think that one of the things that has happened over since the 60s, the embodiment of the term nigger here in Quebec has been used at the expense. It's been used for white French Quebecers to, as a flag, a rallying flag of sorts, to advocate for their own movements of sovereignty at times, their own movements of nationalism and independence. But the term because it's been co-opted by a certain group of people in power in this province, has been used to erase the histories of Black people in this province in very particular ways. And as an educator, as a researcher, I very much see that issue as being present and ongoing. The erasure of history works in very particular ways in this province. As a scholar of education who's looked at educational texts, the didactic materials that children, for example, use in our public schools on both the French and English side, one can very quickly see that there's a particular narrative of history that's preserved in Quebec that works at the expense of many different ethnic groups, of course, but has been successful in erasing the history and contributions of Black Quebecers to this province forever, maybe. So yes, I still believe that's an ongoing point.
Okay, and changing words, is it the way to change attitudes and practices?
Okay, so what I hear your question as asking me is, am I advocating by changing these names that my intention or hope is to change the attitudes of white people in this province? So absolutely not. I should say, let me take a step back and say that all of my research and certainly my love for my own Blackness and for Black people extends beyond any hope for eradicating white supremacy or changing the intentions or malintentions of white people. The petition really came from a very deeply personal place. My love for the outdoors, the attitude that I instill in my own children who are Black children and are born in this province, that they have a right to be here, a right to be safe, a right to be self-reflected and loved wherever they move in this province, whether it's in the city of Montreal or whether it's at a campsite in Oka or another part of the province that we may be visiting. So certainly, the first intention I think that I had in my heart for advocating for these name changes was about advocating for that particular right, which is, a right of all Black children, my Black children, to move through this province in a way that honors who they are, honors their bodies, and certainly the people that came before them. The other intention that was very, very close to my heart was the name change in Bouchette. It is absurd to me that anyone, any human being could conceive that naming a site where Black people died and their bones are resting could be named in memoriam of those people with the name nigger or neg. And so for me, it felt like a way of honoring my ancestors and honoring the bodies of Black people that were here before me by advocating for that particular name change, because it struck me as not only absurd, but a deeply painful thing as well. So that's a bit of a winding answer to say that, my intention has never been, by advocating these name changes, to try to convince white people of Black people's humanity in any way. I presume that it is there. I very much see this petition as a continuation of the work that I do that always affirms the humanity of Black people and is not grounded in the intent of changing the minds of white French Quebecers, if you will.
Okay, and the petition has already gathered over 1845 signatures since its creation. Are you satisfied with that number?
Am I satisfied? Sure. I mean, look, it exceeded all of my initial expectations, that is for sure. And when I read the article from CBC on August 8th that first mentioned these 11 named sites in the province, the position of the spokesperson for the Toponymy Commission was very much one of, we haven't received any negative feedback or demands to change these name sites, so we're going to let them as is. And so when I started the petition, part of the anger inside of me was, well, let's see if we can get a little bit of resistance. And so certainly having 1,800 signatures, and I think more importantly than the signatures themselves are the comments. I think there are nearly maybe 350 or 400 comments, and they are, I would say, as much in English as they are in French, and I made a point to read every single one of those comments, and they're all very strongly worded and very clear that the people who are signing on to this petition demand that these name sites, these name places be changed, that they see them as Quebecers, as French and Anglophone Quebecers, as deeply offensive and unacceptable terms to use in our natural sites.
Okay. Last question. You're working at the Social Equity and Diversity Education Office, and what is its aim and its missions?
So the mission of SEED is to, I guess, broadly create greater, advocate for and instill or create greater equity practices on the university campus on all levels. My project is current, which I'm currently finishing up right now. My project is creating a training module for implicit bias for folks at the university who sit on hiring committees. And so the research that I have done for some time for SEED involves creating this online training module in the area of implicit bias. But the office more broadly, their mission is to, in varying ways, to create greater equity practices and greater equity spaces on campus at the university.
And do you have something that you want to add?
Maybe just I would ask folks that are listening to this interview today to have a look at the petition, and if they feel it's something that they are in agreement with, to please sign on to it. I'd like to send it off in the next week, and there are a number of steps ongoing following this petition, which for me really is just a drop in the bucket, just a starting point for a much longer term project. So if anyone has not looked at the petition, I ask them to go on ipetition.com, have a look and sign on, leave me a comment if they'd like. I'd love to have a look at those comments and get as much input as I can.